Christ is knocking at your heart's door, let him in, December 28. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Among the people of God there is to be no dissension, no controversy, no warfare against one another. The forces of righteousness are to be a unit in their conflict with evil. All the strength of God's people is to be directed against the forces of the enemy. The will of every child of God is to be placed on the side of God's will. Satan's strong efforts against good, and the terrible hatred of his agencies against God's agencies, show the need of union and harmony among the forces of righteousness. A terrible contest is before us. We are nearing the battle of the great day of God Almighty. That which has been held in control is to be let loose. The angel of mercy is folding its wings, preparing to step down from the golden throne and leave the world to the control of Satan, the king they have chosen, a murderer and a destroyer from the beginning. The principalities and powers of earth are in bitter revolt against the God of heaven. They are filled with hatred against all who serve him, and soon, very soon, is to be fought the last great battle between good and evil. The earth is to be the battlefield, the scene of the final contest and the final victory. Here, where for so long Satan has led people against God, rebellion is to be forever suppressed. Christ came to this earth in human form that he might stand as the captain of our salvation, so that we should not be overcome by Satan's power. And when the enemy has seemed to be gaining a signal victory over righteousness, God has been working in mercy and power to counteract his designs. God's people are to bear a bold, decided testimony for the truth, unfolding the purposes of God by the witness of pen and voice. When we consecrate ourselves to Christ, he speaks to the heart, filling it with his Spirit. We have no time to wrestle and contend among ourselves, no time to work on suppositions or cherish prejudices. It is too late for this, for Christ is at the door. There is a reality in sound doctrine. It is not a vapor that passes away. Light is to shine forth from the Word of God. God calls upon his people to draw near to him. Let no one interpose between him and his people. Christ is knocking at the door of the heart, seeking for entrance. Will you let him in?